Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Charlie Skelton joining us in 30 minutes to give us a brief report from the London Guardian on his perspective of Bilderberg 2011. He's still in Switzerland, having missed his flight yesterday. I was very exhausted in the aftermath of covering Bilderberg and also being in New York yesterday. I think overall it was a decent radio show, but I was somewhat reflective. We did cover a lot of news, but nothing compared to what we'll cover today. I am completely energized and was chomping at the bit to get behind the microphone today. We're going to cover some very weighty, very serious issues dealing with the social engineers of our planet and exactly what is being set up. So thank you so much for joining us today. Believe me, this is a transmission that you are not going to want to miss. That is the guest that we have on with us again is Charlie Skelton. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, we'll have wide open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast and also get into some other important health news in the third hour today. But I do want to take a lot of phone calls today in the second and third hours. We'll see if I get around to it. Time does fly when you're fighting tyranny. And there is no rest when you're living in reality, trying to live in reality. It's a constant struggle to be aware of the artificial habitat that the social engineers have built for us. Humans, it is the great human trait to alter your habitat more than a bird does building a nest or a monkey building a nest up in a tree. Humans have altered their environment to a great extent, but the social engineers are more and more making the decisions about the type of environment we're going to live in. And I don't want to be treated as an animal who is basically domesticated and used as a biological android and then basically phased out. And that's what the controllers of our globe have openly said that they're doing. And more, I want to shift into really exposing the fact that we are living in a false construct. In the precursor to what you could call the insertion into a fully digital matrix. More and more, we're being fed disinformation, lies, manufactured, adulterated food, manipulated water. All of these things are being biologically and chemically altered for reasons of lowering IQ, overall cognitive ability, and lowering fertility. And humans are designed to see things on the surface, on the face of it. We're designed to live in an honest world and make honest, common sense decisions. And the globalists are manipulating blind spots like a magician does in the human psyche to basically jack in and hack the human firewall and turn off our basic hardwiring for self-preservation. And I'm here to simply try to get you to wake up and realize that you are being manipulated. There is a war on for your mind. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to believe in everything I talk about or trust me. In fact, I don't want you to. I want you to critically think about the ideas I bring forward, research it for yourself, and I think you'll find out that I'm telling you the truth. But from your life experiences and perspective, you may see it from a slightly different angle and will undoubtedly add to my overall ideas themselves, which are a cosmology of other basic truths and philosophical and environmental understandings through the history of humanity. Now that I do have a bit more energy today, in fact, a lot more energy, I do want to talk about some of the things that happened at Talkers, because it was interesting to look at the development in new media from the perspective of talk radio, and also what you can see is a vestigial section of what has grown into the alternative media. We're also going to get into some of the new big developments dealing with the euro falling apart. It's in the Financial Times of London today. And we'll also get into a lot of key police state news. Stay with us.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar-powered generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011. We have a very jam-packed key live broadcast today. We'll have open phones in the second and third hour today. London Guardian writer and investigative journalist Charlie Skelton will be joining us. He's still in Switzerland in the aftermath of Bilderberg. A lot of big reports there. Also out today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The globalists on their agenda from our moles have been desperate to keep the euro going, because off the euro, they then merged that with the North American Union and the Asian Union, both already set up via stealth. WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago released more internal North American Union documents confirming what we broke down in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that we're already in a North American Union, signed by secret treaty in 2005. And the headline is Bilderberg plan to save Eurozone in tatters. We're going to be going over some of that today. Also, militarily, China rebukes U.S. over South China Sea disputes. That's just some of the news we have on that front. Also, militarily, focus on Afghan war is shifting eastward, as we told you it would, towards Pakistan. Japan city to give radiation counters to children. We've got new news on fluoride and what's happening there. We also have Berlusconi in a big defeat in Italy, trying to hand over the infrastructure of Italy to foreign offshore banks, quote, privatization. No, it's just giving it to the global private banking cartel that acts as a government. Big defeat against the globalist in Austria. They were going to privatize large sections of their Austrian Alps and give it to global consortiums as part of loan guarantees. When Austria is incredibly wealthy, this is just insiders in Austria trying to sign their country over. That has failed. A lot of positive things are happening against the globalist agenda across the world. The attempt to privatize already paid for existing roads to foreign multinational corporations is failing. I'm a free market guy. This is not free market. If you wanted to have people vote to have a local company with total transparency and have bids take over roads, that would be one thing. But not when it's foreign banks coming in, paying off your politicians, and then they sign it over, and then they basically triple the cost of the roads via the tolls, as many of the studies have shown. That is not the type of privatization we want. See, the globalists are good at taking labels that sound good and then putting them on bad things they're doing. They call the Patriot Act patriotic. It's the opposite. They call a plan to mass drug half of the population in their own documents the New Freedom Initiative. They call all these horrible things they do. They give them wonderful sounding little names. But again, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011. And I want to first get into the takeover system happening worldwide to what we know of as the Internet that has now become the almost total commerce system of the planet. It is becoming our civilization, and I want to integrate that into the spying systems that are piggybacked in the OnStar systems, the cell phones, the toll road tag tracking boxes, the cable boxes, the TiVos, the DVRs, all of it. The, quote, smart homes, not of the future, but that are now being put into place when you purchase a washer, a dryer, a audio-video system, all of it is having piggybacked into it surveillance two-way systems, and you're paying for it, and you're not being warned about it. It's just becoming ubiquitous. It's being engineered system-wide in the society. And there's a constellation of articles in the last few days that illustrate this. The Pentagon is calling for tens of billions of dollars worldwide, and this is being reported on with a straight face, to build, quote, private networks in Eastern Europe, China, Latin America, and in the United States for, quote, dissident groups so that governments can't clamp down on dissidents. Now, this is at the same time while they're trying to brand anyone that criticizes the banking cartel looting $27-plus trillion, engineering a depression on record. Why would they be building that? Well, really what it is a network for their armies of millions of private spy contractors in the U.S., over a million conservatively, millions of private contractors worldwide. This is the new economy. The banks have unlimited tax money from we the people to hire the mercenaries they need at every level of society. And the way they compartmentalize these mercenaries, most of them don't even know that they're mercenaries. Also, these new Internet 2 grids they built through universities, Fortune 500, also then have the snooping software, the gatekeeping grids, the control systems to shut off parts of the web or the entire web, but more importantly, deliver their propaganda to you by shutting off the Internet as you know it and redirecting you to only approved sites that display government messages. And that was announced 2.5 years ago during the flu outbreak. Headline, government looked at shutting off entire web and redirecting everyone to a White House announcement on flu at the CDC. Remember that headline? In fact, let's try to search that. Government looked at shutting off web during flu emergency. That'll be the headline. And then deeper it said, well, it wouldn't be shut off. You would only get government messages. And how they're going to do this is they're going to slowly phase it in where, oh, I want to get to that hot new video site. I've got to sign up. That's on the new internet. It's the new cool thing. Oh, I want a sub site on that site. I've got to sign on and agree to waive my rights and agree to give them my copyright and agree to give them control over me. So they're creating really a false commons that sounds libertarian but isn't, so they can control it and track it with the algorithm. And then as Revolution Worldwide mounts towards this, they've already got their pre-deployed activists and spies in every city and every town of every country, fully funded, who have their own communications network outside of the web, so the globalists can shut the web off, or desperate nations will shut the web off during these overthrows, and then only their operatives will be able to be active. And again, this is not a dumbed down radio show here where I simply get up here and go, oh, look, Obama says my family would be fine with just one term, and hints of him not running again because he's falling like a fallen star. Oh, you know, look at how they're dumbing down the debates where they ask him what their favorite type of chicken wing is last night. Sure, all of that's important. But compared to the major technological changes taking place, compared to the fact that the people running the global transformation are cunning, are ruthless, and in all of their major publications talk about how much they hate us and how the general public is a disease and a parasite and needs to be wiped out. And then you study history in every culture, whether it was the Japanese or whether it was the Chinese or whether it was Mesoamericans or whether it was Druids or whether it was the Romans or whether it was the Israelites or whether it was the Rus, the Norse, Russian, Rus, red hair, founded by Vikings. Oh, yeah, their longboats went into China. It is a human trait by elites, if they have an enemy, to kill everyone. So this isn't a new idea. It is simply an old idea manifest with a high-tech grid. Now, folks, if you're a longtime listener, you heard me 15 years ago as a guest on your local radio station, and you go, man, this guy really sounds crazy, but I heard him 10 years ago talk about so much of what's now actually happened, I better listen. That's right, you better listen. Because everything I talk about is supported by mountains of admissions. But all of those admissions are packaged with a very thin spin on them to make them palatable. And they package these things with only a thin candy coating because they want to acclimate you to accept it. I remember getting up on air 15 years ago and talking about human cloning and the fact that it had already been done and getting calls and emails saying, you are a lunatic liar. And I had BBC and I had Der Spiegel and other reports where they said, yes, we did clone humans, this company, that company. They did it in South Korea. They did it in Costa Rica. Here's the company that's done it. Now they're splicing the humans with chimpanzees. But we're only bringing them up to a certain embryonic level, and then we're dissecting the fetuses. That was 1996, those articles. Then in 2003, the Washington Post admitted the humanzees had laboratories in Costa Rica, again, that's a big center of this. And I was on, I remember that was one of the first times on, it was like the third or fourth time I was on Coast to Coast AM, and I mentioned the humanzees. And even for that show, they had trouble with it. And the host, I think it was Norair, it might have been when I was on with Punnett, they pulled it up and went, wow, there is the Washington Post. Of course, they weren't showing people the humanzees, but they were there. But see, now we talk about that, and it's like, so what? Okay, they got part cow, part human, part pig, part human. See, we're being acclimated. We're being acclimated.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody.
Okay, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it on screen. If not, just go to InfoWars.com. We have a link to it, Epoch Times. It's also at Drudge Report right now, DrudgeReport.com. Chinese spying devices installed on Hong Kong cars. Now, you see, when I read an article like this, I've already looked at what multiple U.S. insurance companies for at least 7 years have been paying their customers by giving them discounts on the cost of their insurance. I've already studied what's going in U.S. cars. I've already studied what the Department of Transportation in major cities across the United States, including Austin, where I live, for at least 2 years, have been paying people in Austin at $600 a year to have a satellite tracker box in their car that simulates taxing them by the mile. And I've looked at the different boxes they're using, and it is basically the same configuration of this one. I remember 15 years ago knowing that most cars manufactured in Europe, Japan, the United States had a tracker box in them that tracked how fast you were driving, where you were going, basically what happened. Now it's law that those be in the cars. And I'm not saying, ooh, look, I knew all this. It's just I get up on air and I tell you this stuff is becoming universal. And when I tell you what the real use of these is, understand I know what I'm talking about. Okay? And this is just one thing of hundreds, just like I knew in 96 that by October 1st, 2000, all cell phones would be satellite triangulated, GPSed, and would listen to you remotely even when the phone is off. Now they've announced it to the slaves. Oh, it was crazy 15, 16 years ago, just like telling you about clones was crazy. Now it's not. There's a breakaway civilization, and we know it's there. We don't know exactly what it's doing, but we know it's more advanced than what we're living in. And what is doled out to us from behind the corporate, multinational technocracy through the governments and through the corporate subsidiaries of the monopoly men all has a use that we're told we're paying for. But we're really paying for the main use, our use of Google, our use of cell phones. That's all secondary. These are guardian spies, guardian devils. In their own words, to quote, predict the future. Google, 8 years ago, bragged soon they'd be able to predict the future. Last year they bragged they can predict 93% of the time exactly where you're going to go before you do it. They know what you're going to search before you do it because they already have a complete psychological profile and algorithm on you. Now, they're telling you they got 93% on individuals. On mass movements, Google now has 99%. And I believe them when they say this, 99%. They had a Philip K. Dick book day a few years ago turned into a movie. I forget the name, but I saw it, you know, where the guy gets hired to go work at a company to reverse engineer something. And it's a Russian time machine. You're not able to go into the future. You're able with the lenses to see into the future. And then they erase his memory. But then pieces of it come back. And then basically he discovers it's going to cause World War III. That's why a bunch of his friends and people get killed by the big industrial technology company that's developed it. Well, they can't predict the physical future of the dimension we're in, but they can predict human activity. So that's the big secret holy grail that they don't want you to talk about. 2 years ago, Bob Woodward wrote a book saying there's all these secret technologies that are breathtaking, that are godlike. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Well, we don't need you, Bob, Mr. Naval Intelligence, to tell us. We know. They're multifaceted. They are infrared, satellite, blimp, and drone systems that on the street, off of your face scan, from your driver's license photo, they get an ID of who you are. Then they geolocate as you're moving, only takes once, outside. The satellite, if you're a person of interest, but everyone is in the process of being cataloged, they get the infrared signature of the top of your head and shoulders, even through clothes. Okay? And now you're 100% identifiable. They also have the street-level face scanners. But again, that's only one level. They also get your 360 bio scan at the airport. To then, even if you wear a mask, they have radio transmitter fluctuators, basically sonar, that shoot through your clothes or mask and know who you are from a biometric reading of the chest, the shoulders, the face. They create a mathematical calculation. You know what? I got started on this and didn't even get into the meat and potatoes. They just admit that they tell you that it's a toll road tracking box in China and in Hong Kong, and it really has a built-in microphone and other systems. They have AI, Google NSA software listening to you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, that's a clip from a music video that some of the activists made out there with a European band behind it talking about the Illuminati with footage of the Bilderberg attendees rolling in, and that's embedded in an article by Paul Joseph Watson titled Bilderberg Plan to Save the Eurozone in Tatters. So again, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to get back into the fact that all major technologies, not just cell phones, not just boxes in cars, but washing machines, dryers, lighting systems, everything is being globally standardized to spy on you and to control you and to, yes, even manipulate your mind. And so we're going to be breaking that down with the headline here that I mentioned earlier. Chinese spying devices installed on Hong Kong cars. And that integrates with U.S. underwrites internet detour around censors. It's the opposite of that, New York Times reporting. We've got the report, FBI expands agents' investigative power. Not Congress, but the FBI. Their new manual says no Fourth Amendment. They can spy on you without a warrant, investigate people for no probable cause, just fishing expeditions, and search your garbage. Or break into your house under sneak and peek. Just absolute, complete Stasi. And by the way, that's out of the New York Times as well. They say how wonderful it is. Also, they have the new federal alerts that I told you the feds aren't taken seriously. Everybody knows, and you've had the White House have to admit under Bush that they were issuing them for fake political purposes to scare people. But they've learned if they send out tailored local reports that have your name, your county, but really the same report goes out nationwide, then the sheriff comes out all scared saying these Ron Paul people are going to blow stuff up. You know, these gun owners, we've got domestic terrorists in Bandera outside Austin. They're going to hit us. And they go on to say, we have no evidence these terrorists that believe in freedom are here. But the sheriff is really scared in that video we played yesterday. This is scary. What's the quote? We have domestic terrorism right here at our doorstep. And then we get the manuals that they've been given by the feds, and it's these people want out of the UN. These people don't like the Bilderberg Group. These people don't like the private Federal Reserve owned and run by the big private banks. They're going to blow stuff up any minute, and the cops are all scared. This is what you have, a criminal government run by these mega corporations. You see, Charlie Skelton had a line in his latest article, and we're going to him here in a moment, from Switzerland, London Guardian reporter. He said most of the protesters weren't anti-government in Switzerland. They were anti-government. And I don't want to say that's an oversimplification, but to counter the simplification that we're anti-government, it counters it with an oversimplification and actually makes it true. We are anti these governments that are corporate hijacked by non-free market monopoly men who openly use government to privatize through fraud. I mean, it's not privatization when Don Corleone comes and threatens that you need to sell your profitable grocery store to him or he'll kill your daughter. And then you sell it to him for 10 cents on the dollar. That's basically what globalism is. We don't have a choice. So if we can use government as a counterbalance to the corporate global government that operates as a government but is corporate, then that's a good thing. I'm for constitutional government designed to stop monopolies from forming. But he really had an amazing report, as he's been reporting now the last 3 years. He's been arrested before covering it for absolutely no reason. And he joins us. He is an Oxford University graduate as a journalist. And he's written for the Evening Standard, The Guardian. And he's also written a number of television programs, including 10 O'Clock Live, 8 Out of 10 Cats. He is also a script editor of both. And it just goes in. He's written for MTV Europe, the London News Review. And he founded the Clacton Festival, if I'm pronouncing that right. And he's covered Bilderberg Group. And you can just find him by typing Bilderberg into Google News, and it's one of the top links. And he joins us now. Been dominating the drudgelet agendas up there, doing a great job. And to give us his view on Bilderberg 2011, was it a watershed year? Did the dam break globally on coverage, as many reporters are pointing out? Did they leave earlier? Torch-bearing peasants literally came to the gates in a satirical happy birthday, David Rockefeller. This was a day long remembered, wasn't it?
I think it absolutely was, and I think I would just like to say about the birthday celebrations of David Rockefeller, which they were rather nice, they were rather sweet. I think the atmosphere there were flaming torches, but the atmosphere was very jolly, it was very peaceful, and it was very switched on and very connected and very intelligent. And you know, you spend 4 or 5 days in around Bilderberg, and you just meet the most clued up, intelligent people in the world, really. The young guys, the young girls who are there, they're doing an amazing job. They really are. So,
and that's what scares really the system. That's what scares the system. So much happened. Let's chronicle for us what happened in the 4 days.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sleep deprived, so forgive me if I get some of this in the wrong order. A couple of the big things happened. One is that the Swiss media really sat up and took notice because, you know, I don't think that the average Swiss person particularly likes or warms to the Bilderberg agenda of, large supranational bodies and diminishing of national boundaries, et cetera, national sovereignty. And which is what I think is the point I was making about, the fact that the people aren't anti-government outside. Because, I mean, it's possible that people look at the people outside Bilderberg and think, oh, my God, look at those bunch of, I don't know, stinking anarchists or whatever you'd think. But actually, there's a weird tension between not wanting massive totalitarian governments, obviously, as you say, and not wanting your functioning national democracy dissolved by huge, powerful corporations and strange, supranational bodies. So basically, I think that the Bilderberg this year seemed to be, as you said just as you came into this, it seemed to be asking a question. The question is, what kind of government do you want? Yeah, I don't have the answer necessarily, but it's not the one that they're pushing for.
And we know from decades and decades of their minutes being snuck out by the books written by Bilderberg attendees, you had some of those quotes in your articles, where they say, we want a global corporate government where we can do whatever we want, and there's absolutely no checks and balances, and they even have famous quasi-libertarians there, like the founder of PayPal. And of course, Bilderberg loves one strain of libertarianism, the idea that if it's corporate, they can do whatever they want. Really, these corporate systems are operating as authoritarian governments and is the opposite of libertarian. It's the opposite of transparency. That's why they're hiding out in secret. That's why they're hiding what they're doing.
Yeah, and you pick the word there is transparency, and that's what I keep going on about this year. Is that we like to think of ourselves as moving towards a world of, perhaps we like to think of it as moving towards a world of transparency in government, of accountability, of we have freedom of information requests, of politicians having to kind of clean up their act, all of this kind of thing. And yet, Bilderberg is this weird anachronism. It feels last century. The closed doors and the corporate bosses meeting with finance ministers in secret, and you look at that and you just, it sort of leaves a slightly bad taste in the mouth. I just kind of don't want to have my politicians behave like that. I'd like them to behave like adults.
Well, you're absolutely right, and even with the FOIA request, since they set up the national security systems in the U.S. and England in the last 65 years, and Europe's adopted it. Now all they do is put out one set of documents that's released to the public, basically lying about what the program is really for, and then they have their internal meetings and executive session about what the program really does. So it's actually just created another layer of lies, but we know why they meet in secret. It's because in the breakaway groups from our moles, and our moles have turned out to be very accurate, by what they tell us coming true with frightening accuracy, that it is the ultra-rich finance ministers representing the big private megabanks meeting with the other government leaders and unifying their agenda against their host countries' populations and deciding tit for tat who is going to scratch whose back. And what deals are going to be made and who they're going to all get behind for prime minister or president. And it really is as close as you get to that smoky room. It's obviously only one of many conclaves that they have, but one of the oldest and most prestigious. And it really is a window into mega powerful people colluding together to expand their power.
Yeah, and to be honest, if it's a bunch of private individuals, CEO of Airbus and the head of Fiat, if they want to sit around in a smoky room and plan how to make me drive a Fiat or buy an Airbus, no, that's going to happen. That's fine. You go for it, guys. But I just don't want my Chancellor of the Exchequer there for 4 days, paid for at my expense, in his official capacity as Chancellor. I don't really want that. And then with no accountability, no checks and balances, and no press, What I don't understand, I brought some friends of mine from Britain this time who are their documentary makers, and they haven't really been involved in anything like this. They came along, and you got the sense that they had a little bit of cognitive dissonance. They couldn't quite understand why an event this big and this significant, they looked at the delegate list, they saw the cars, they saw the police, and they went, okay, I get it. I get this is a big, important thing. I don't quite know where the BBC is. I don't understand where Channel 4 News is. Where's the CNN truck?
But that's the evidence of the power. When you get five European economic ministers together, there is literally 500 video cameras and 100 newspapers there. When the Texas governor comes out and gives a speech, there's 100 different media conservatively there. When a president comes out, there's 500 if they were to let 500 in. Here you have royalty. I mean, when Queen Beatrix comes out in the Netherlands, there's 300, 400 media. Or when she goes to Germany, there is. Here's the head of Rothschild Europe. Here's the David Rockefeller. Here's all these defense ministers. Here's Robert Gates meeting with the head of NATO, the U.S. Defense Secretary, meeting with the head of NATO. Bill Gates is there. The head of Google's there. The head of Amazon's there. And time and time again, we get the documents later. Oh, you know, in 1996, the heads of the 10 big oil companies met in secret to shut down refineries, to create a bottleneck. I mean, constantly big business is caught getting together to create cartels to fix prices. That's why it is illegal, actually. And it violates the Logan Act. It violates Swiss laws. There are British laws against this. So the reason they don't want to be photographed going in is because it is illegal. What they're doing is criminal, and they know the law could be enforced against them. Charlie Skelton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid I don't know my British law particularly well. Like, you know, that's something that's it's a long job researching Bilderberg because there's so many related aspects. And, you know, I feel like I'm just in the foothills of knowing about it and learning about its history. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just tired. You know, I come to the end of this and I'm just sort of slightly tired and embarrassed for them. And it makes me just want a slightly better world with slightly better politicians. I mean, you don't have to speculate wildly, particularly about what they're actually discussing. I just don't want them to be discussing it in that particular manner. You know, it's the structure of it. It's the strange white sort of shower curtain they pull around to stop the photographers taking photographs. It's the ducking down on the back seat of the limo. And we've got photographs of them holding their, you know, newspapers to their face again. I'm just thinking, oh, for goodness sake, grow up. You know, I don't know who you are. Maybe you're the Greek finance minister, or maybe you're the, you know, the head of the European Central Bank. But just give a wave to the cameras. You know,
well, the wicked flee when none pursue, and you bet the wicked flee when we are pursuing them. You know, the dogs of truth cry havoc and turn loose the info warriors. But, Charlie, talking to you off air, you were disappointed that there was somewhat of a blackout in British news. We've never had Newsweek, Time Magazine, AP, and dozens of other big outfits report on it. Huge European coverage from Greece, Germany, France, Switzerland, you name it. And, I mean, do you agree with many of the publications that are running the headlines, dam breaks on Bilderberg, Bilderberg exposed? I mean, from my research, and Tucker agrees, and he's, you know, this guy that started it all, discovered it, this is the biggest coverage ever and the biggest opposition to them. And reportedly, they did leave very early in the morning. Generally, a lot of them stay over till Monday, so it appears that they fled.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you what one of the things that's changed is that the Bilderberg conference has so adamantly refused to actually relate to the world in any serious, normal way, like, say, you know, G8 summit or something like that would. Basically, the citizen journalists, the bloggers, the people that turn up, the concerned citizens from all around the world, they've sort of had to form themselves around Bilderberg, into the tactical setup that should be there. So they've actually for the first time this year they've got a proper press centre with computers in and internet access and people swapping photos and they've been holding meetings. There's a group called Bilderberg Transparency, which is very interesting, and they're a bunch of young people have been holding seminars discussing why it's important to have transparency. You know, so you've got seminars and you've got sort of breakout meetings. People are setting out press releases amongst themselves. So what you've got is you've got this kind of amateur, yet becoming more sophisticated version of what you would hope to be there anyway, happening. Just that's on the ground. And you're saying, yes, absolutely, in the media. Because there's so much more information coming up from the bottom, coming up from, you know, guerrilla journalists, whatever you want to call them, people who are going to blog, who are going to write to their newspapers, who are sending stuff out, who are just putting information up from the bottom, it's gradually forcing its way up into the news agenda. And I think that the newspapers are, worldwide are taking note. I think that Britain, for some reason, had a bad year. Yes, last year was really quite good and quite heartening. This year, not so good. And you know, I'm going to be going back and talking to the Guardian newspaper and saying, well, you know, the Bilderberg story was the most read story on the whole of your website yesterday. Yet it didn't quite manage to make it into the newspaper itself, the actual printed edition. Do you think that's a smart decision? You know, genuinely, it makes me a little bit annoyed.
Hold on. I mean, let's not look at gift horse in the mouth. I agree with you. It is a problem. But at least they were the only big publication in England to cover it. Charlie, expanding on this, though, they don't like the process of the real government, the real policymakers colluding. When WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago released classified SPP North American Union documents, it's what Judicial Watch had already sued and got part of. And it was the Fortune 100, it was about 112 or so, a little more than the Fortune 100, openly in a four-day conference in Banff, giving the government ministers orders and literally them creating a combine and a sheet and agreeing to implement it. So the fact that they are setting policy to a great extent, if the public stops looking at Obama the puppet or Merkel the puppet, and they start looking really at what are you doing running my life and getting together to kind of tweak things and iron out disagreements, this is criminal. You see, if we identify Bilderberg, it's game over.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Okay, Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian, biggest paper in England, probably the biggest in Europe, is our guest. 5 minutes to the next hour, then I'm going to shift gears into all the other global news and open the phones up in the balance of the transmission today. But I was making the point as we went to break that they hide in secret. They do this because they're committing crimes. The Secretary of Defense did violate the Logan Act, and we have laws for a reason. Hillary's been fined $300+ grand for it in the mid-90s. Look it up. For Bilderberg. And so if we ever start looking at the true puppet masters instead of the puppets, it's game over. And that's why they tried to hide it. And you should ask yourself, if it doesn't matter, then there would be media. There would be hundreds of mainstream media wanting to going up and saying, can we get an interview with the minister since he's here? What's being decided here? You've got all the big banking heads. I mean, imagine in America if you had the six big banker heads meeting in secret. It'd be all over the news. Well, most of them were there. Just six of them would be big news, not 125, and now it's up to 150 because the world's got a lot more people in it. Now, Charlie Skelton's our guest, but also a little foible I want to cover here, a little disinfo piece. Year after year, the Bilderberg Group releases, in the last 5 years, a little bit of their agenda. But that was done because they got mad at Tucker in decades past, being sent it by the mole that they had, you know, as their official cover story to members. Tucker, I've been there when it comes in the fax machine from his mole, and then we get it out. And the same thing happened this year. It was leaked to the Swiss media and to others, and then Skelton did have it and did give it to us before it was in the news. Then Bilderberg doesn't like to be passé, so they then release it. So basically we're forcing it. They didn't have a website till what, 5 years ago? And then people send me emails going, this isn't exclusive. This isn't. No, we said thank the Swiss media. No, it was leaked, and then we forced them to release it. So it's not, oh, here's a public document. We're saying, oh, look, we have the list. The point is, it's a process of forcing them to admit they have the list. Charlie Skelton, we have the list. We have also the agenda. Talk about that, then we'll come back and talk about the nature walk and them getting caught with their pants down.
Yeah, well, none of it really means very much. I mean, the agenda list, can I just say that they only published the website last year, halfway through the Bilderberg meeting in Spain, when they were under so much pressure of the press that they suddenly went, well, look, we're just going to have to do something. And likewise, this year, they only published I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they only published their list of delegates and the agenda after the delegate list got leaked to a Swiss website. So, they tend to just kind of respond when you prod them a little. But, you know, the delegate list is always incomplete. Last year, you know, I found out that the president of Madrid was present but not on the list. You know, that's one example of many, many examples. So, you know, they give you an incomplete list. They give you a list of the agenda topics. People say, oh, look, they publish their agenda. They're transparent. If you look at the agenda they publish on the website, it's absolutely laughable. Like, one of the agenda topics is China. Oh, I meant to, that's information on what they're discussing, the word China. I mean, that's pathetic. It's laughable. It's risible. So,
that's like saying, on the agenda, China, the word China, or banking, or Middle East wars, that tells you nothing. It's like saying, we're discussing politics.
No, really, I'm literally writing the words for my next piece, which is I might as well have a list which says topics, things, we discussed important stuff, other things. You know, I mean, literally, that is about as much information as you can get from their agenda. I mean,
about one of the German ministers? We'll come back and talk about that, but on the Nature Walk, they say, we want to know what your secret agenda is. And he says, it is our agenda, and it's none of your business.
Yeah. That way, making agendas, which I think, they say on the website they don't make policy, but I mean, you know, you believe that, if you believe anything.
And policy is an agenda. Let's break down exactly what they said. We have that video that you linked to that the great activist got to InfoWars.com. It's got 250,000 hits or something right now up there. Just amazing. Our Justin TV channel, that was just a test channel, had 3,600,000+ views. just showing how the alternative media, we are the media. We're the real media. Stay there, Charlie.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.